Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:06 and it is Friday morning. Ah, it's finally here. Let it wash over you. Delicious. Ooh, hey, Friday. How refreshing.
It's making me wet. Wait, what?
Down there.
What just happened?
I don't know.
She's crying.
I'm not sure.
Her eyes are watering.
She said
that's
washed
fine.
Over you. And yeah. I'm saying it's making me wet.
Oh.
I get it.
All right.
Need to run to the bathroom real quick?
I'll be right
I didn't
back.
Get that at all.
Well, Vinny's hair, so.
So, yes, you need to run to the bathroom?
Oh.
All right.
Wow.
This part of the show is brought to you by Shell. Just a couple minutes ago, we gave you this hour's code word. The code word is sunscreen. You have now, I don't know, 7 or so minutes to get to RadioAlice.com and enter the word sunscreen and get yourself in the running for one of these trips to Las Vegas for the SPF, the Sun Pool Fun Festival / Concert. This is a great prize. And one person, so we're doing it locally here and then nationwide through Entercom, one person of all the winners is going to get an extra night in Vegas and VIP tickets to the Billboard Music Awards. So this is a big deal. You only have 15 minutes to get the word in total on the hours that we announce it. So 7:15, this hour's code word dies, a painful Friday death. Sunscreen is this hour's code word. We'll give you another code word at 11, one at 2, and one at 5. Just take a second, get yourself registered. Might as well get in the running. Sunscreen is this hour's code word. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell. With the Fuel Rewards program, download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. All right. Kanye. Kanye's on fire, man.
So we're off our meds? Is that what we're starting to think?
That is how it's feeling, Vin. This guy went from not being on Twitter at all for a while, which was really for the best, to writing a philosophy book on Twitter. He was writing it line by line on Twitter. On Wednesday, he tweeted more than 80 times, much of which was about his love for Donald Trump.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
On Thursday, he went back on Twitter and shared a private text message conversation that he had with John Legend during his initial Twitter spree. He was voicing his support for Donald Trump, stopped short of saying he agrees with all the president's policies. Kim Kardashian actually said, maybe you could just explain a little bit more your thoughts on this.
This is the guy who famously said George Bush hates black
doesn't
people.
Doesn't care about black
doesn't
people.
Doesn't like black people or something
so,
like that.
Yeah, so he's okay with this racist, but not okay with that racist. So John Legend reached out to him privately via text yesterday. Apparently, John and Chrissy Teigen were already planning on having dinner with Kim and Kanye on Friday night.
Well, Kim and her are super tight.
In fact, at the end of this whole exchange, Chrissy said, hey, are we still having dinner on Friday? Lol.
So one thing about John Legend, I don't know if you mentioned this, Kanye basically handed John Legend his career.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so
how generous of him.
He's basically discovered him. Did
really?
So go watch the old Gold Digger video, and you'll see John Legend in that. Young Ooh. John Legend.
So John privately texted, like a text, not a direct message, none of that. You know, he has his number, texts Kanye and says, listen, like, you know, can you rethink your support of President Trump? Let me see if I have the exact thing. Here it is. John said to Kanye, I hope you'll reconsider aligning yourself with Trump. You're way too powerful and influential to endorse who he is and what he stands for. As you know, what you say really means something to your fans. They are loyal to you and respect your opinion. So many people who love you feel so betrayed right now because they know the harm that Trump's policies cause, especially to people of color. Don't let this be part of your legacy. You're the greatest artist of our generation. Kanye responded and then posted his response and this initial tweet, which is how I know exactly what John Legend said. Kanye responded, "I love you, John, and I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans or my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate me, my free thought." John, so and then he posted both of those things. John wrote back, "Think freely. Think with empathy and context, too. Your words and actions have consequences. Much love. And since you're posting text, let me add that I have a new single out. Ha ha." And of course,
that went right
that
up,
that went
too.
Right up, too. So let's hear the new single from John Legend.
So this single has been out for a little while. He just says that to promote it a little bit more, I guess.
Okay. Well, hopefully it came out a long while ago.
Well, that's a common feeling. I've had that feeling at least 100 times.
Yeah, but he has a wife.
I know,
I'm sure
but
she
you know,
she's not happy to hear
he's
that.
He's writing songs for us, Sarah.
Other people to relate to.
I see. So, anyway,
I don't know.
I want
Why
to give
am I defending this guy?
John Legend a little love because at least he told Kanye, hey, man, not cool. Knock it off.
So, Sarah?
Yara?
Are they going to dinner tonight?
Apparently. They still have dinner plans.
I'm going to say John's going to go, yeah, I'm not going to go to that one.
I hope that John doesn't do that because he needs to be a strong, he's clearly a voice of reason that maybe can bring Kanye around.
Really?
Yeah. It's Friday, and I wanted to do a couple of the birthdays today because there's some good ones. First of all, Ace Frehley of Kiss fame is 67 years old.
Wow. How does that make you feel, Vinny?
Well, I'm happy that he's having a nice birthday today, and I was a big Ace Frehley fan. I never knew about all his drinking and
Nazi stuff.
Oh,
other things.
I didn't know about that.
He apparently collected Nazi memorabilia, and with, you know, two of the guys in KISS being Jewish, they took some offense
well.
To him, you know, and his nonsense, his drunken nonsense.
There's things to collect, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, collect something else.
Yeah, anything else.
Collect, you know, elephant figurines.
Well,
I
yeah.
don't know, any, really
or
anything.
Spoons.
Sure. Oh, my God, fun. Or those squished down pennies.
Or bowls.
Oh, my God, bowls. So benign.
Yeah.
Totally benign.
But I got into a lot of music as a young person that I didn't understand. Punk rock had all kinds of stuff going on that I never understood.
Hate the artist. I hate the artist, not the art.
Does Bryn have Bronx Boy, which is a new single out by Ace Frehley?
Oh, Bronx Boy.
I don't. Let me see if I can find it.
It looks
see.
Like Ace Frehley has released the first single from his next studio album, which is expected to be out summer.
All right.
But KISS was Bronx one. Boy. That was my first record was a KISS record.
Mm. KISS was
I mean, Winnie
huge.
The Pooh was probably sure. really right. the first record, but KISS was the first record I bought at the Fedco with my own money.
What's a Fedco?
Fedco was a store.
What kind of store?
Petco. Did you? Was that a stamp
store? Is it like
store?
Petco?
Like you can do.
I think
the
they
Petco.
Did
I think
do stamps.
They did stamps. Yeah,
Fedco?
There was one here, like in Coma.
Fedco?
You can do.
Fedco.
Yeah, or you can do like layaway stuff.
Oh.
I remember
like a
I wanted to buy some weights, and so I did a layaway thing with
at
them.
At the Fedco.
At the Fedco.
So yeah. Does that stand for the Federal Employee Distributing Company?
No idea.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Fedco, LA's Forgotten Treasure. Let me read about that.
LA's Fedco. Forgotten Treasure.
That's yeah. where I bought my first record. It was Rock and Roll Over.
Did you go to the one on La Cienega Boulevard?
No.
Oh.
Oh, funny. I worked on La Cienega.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's where KLOS is.
Oh.
KLOS is on, oh.
It's on La Cienega, Culver City.
So, yeah, it does stand for that, Federal Employee Distribution Company.
Oh.
It was
I
a
wonder
non-profit.
If because your dad worked at the – did you have to be a member? Like
it wasn't just in L.A. This
was
one was in
too.
Orange County.
There was one here, too. Oh. Yeah.
Huh. It's a membership department store, it says in the sign
yeah.
here.
Oh, funny. I wonder if because he worked for the airlines, he was considered a federal employee.
I don't know.
Membership was $4.
Or maybe – wasn't he a vet?
He was.
So maybe that was it. you know.
Well, I don't know why I was
status.
Able to. My dad wasn't available.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that exclusive. it was a place to get cheap stuff.
Yeah,
Fedco.
But so, that's where I bought my first record.
You didn't have to show an ID when you walked in.
I was a little boy. Mm. I don't remember.
Oh, 510 goes. The one in Como was Gemco. No, there was another one. There was I remember Gemco, but there was Fedco too.
So as soon as Target, Walmart, Costco started expanding, it killed Fedco.
Oh, too bad for Fedco. So anyway, Ace Frehley 67. Oh, right. Were you able to find the?
I was. I need to edit it though. There's some small edits I have to do. I listened to it already.
Oh boy.
So Yuzi actually went through the birthday list today and picked out a couple. I understand she has some kind of Sheena Easton story. Sheena Easton is 59 today.
Oh, that's it. I thought she was older.
No, one of her big hits was "Sugar Walls." That was a Prince song. And she also
what
sang.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What are sugar
Let's
walls?
Not. I'm sure is you can that, use your imagination.
What are sugar
I can't.
Walls?
She did You Got the Look with him. Remember that was a pretty big hit. And For Your Eyes Only was the theme to the Bond movie.
Yeah, that's the one. Did she sing My Baby Takes the Morning Train?
He works from 9 to 5 and then he
comes right back home again.
Keep going.
To find me waiting for him.
Ow!
Okay, so what's your Sheena Easton story?
So when I was a kid, I must have been like, I don't know, a sophomore or junior in high school, maybe a freshman. And I had this girlfriend. So
many time in high school, basically. Okay?
We used to have parties at the house like almost every day. We invite people over, you know, because my dad would be gone at work. And so we did this one prank one time. I swear it's the only time I ever did a prank on the phone. And we called my girlfriend. And back in the day, that was KFRC. Like Dr. Don Rose was, you know, hot back then. And so we called up my girlfriend.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
Sure. And we called my girlfriend. Go, this is da-da-da for KFRC. You just won da-da-da-da-da, like $100, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And would you like to dedicate a song? What song would you like and who do you want to dedicate it to? And so she dedicates For Your Eyes Only, Sheena Easton, to me. And I was like, oh.
Then
so
what happened?
I don't know.
Because you were pranking her. You felt like a heel.
I felt like a just, you know what?
Biatch.
Yes. But then it got me wondering, why is she dedicating that song to me? What?
I've got something for your eyes only. Use that.
Right. So it got me thinking. What's up, girl?
Did you break up with her right after that?
No.
So what happened?
That's
did you guys
all.
Do it?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
We didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
If you had done it, how would it have gone?
She was not my type.
Okay.
At all?
At all.
Was her name Washaka?
Is that why?
Yes, that is exactly why. She did not have a wiener.
Kate Pearson of the B-52s is 70.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
It is crazy how old we're all getting.
When she did our show, she must have been 59.
It was a while ago. I remember thinking she looked a little old then. Casey Kasem was born on this date in 1932. He died in 2014. Is his body all set now? There's been a long time battle over this.
Last time I heard was maybe 6 months ago, and it was still on ice. Oh, they're still fighting over it.
Kate Middleton and Prince William have a fresh prince, and they've named him Louis Arthur Charles. He's fifth in line for the throne. James Corden, Diane von Furstenberg, and the first family of Gabon, the African nation
Gabon?
Whose president is it's in Africa. I guess they have some kind of relationship with Prince William and Kate Middleton.
They did a lot of charity work there through Diana's.
Oh, is that stuff. So? All right. Well, they sent about they spent $5,000 at Beverly Hills Baby Boutique Petit Tresor.
Oh,
they got them. That's the big one.
I'm all over it.
Petit Tresor Silver Treasures gift basket with silver sippy cup, rattle, keepsake box, comb and brush set, cutlery and bowl set, and cake candle holders. $3,500. And then I guess they got some other stuff, too. And then they spent another $200 to ship the gifts from California to the UK. James Corden spent about $1,000. Limited edition 23-book Beatrix Potter collection and plush characters toy set. And Diane von Furstenberg sent two complete lines of organic cotton bodysuits, onesies, and other first-year clothing. Wooden learning blocks in English, Hebrew, Chinese, Spanish, French, Italian, Arabic, and Persian.
Wow, that's weird they threw that in there. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Last week we learned about Swaziland. This week, Gabon. I wonder what's next.
It's not Swaziland anymore.
What's it called?
Eswatini?
Eswatini, I think that is it. Anyway, I'm sure the gifts will pour in. They must donate most of that stuff, right?
I was thinking that, yeah.
They don't have a whole warehouse to keep
all
the babies
crapping. They don't have a Craigslist page.
Right.
Have you been to Buckingham Palace?
I have.
Okay, there's room.
Yeah, but they, you know, for baby stuff.
You guys have both been to the palace?
I did a tour there.
Incredible. You got it. Go, Vinny.
The thing that overwhelmed me about it.
I really would think like, boy, you people of England are getting ripped off.
You know, the coolest thing about that to me, though, was that they have portraits from hundreds and hundreds of years ago their, you know, so while there were no photographs, none of us could ever figure out who our relatives were in the 1600s. But if you're the queen, you just go, oh, this is the bench with the 1600s people. Like, it's kind of cool. And it's all of England. Like, so many people are related through however many steps to the blue bloods that it's like an English family tree. It's really, I don't know. I found it to be pretty historically compelling.
Me too.
Janelle Monáe has come out of the closet. In an interview with Rolling Stone, she said, I'm a queer black woman in America who's been in relationships with both men and women. She said initially she identified as bisexual, but, quote, later I read about pansexuality and I was like, oh, these are things I identify with, too. I'm open to learning more about who I am. Pansexuality is similar to bisexuality, but it's even more fluid. They don't even lean toward a gender. They can also be attracted to people who identify as transsexual, non-binary, intersex. So basically it's an everybody person.
I love Janelle Monáe. She was so good in Hidden Figures. That moment she walks up to the judge and says...
That was Janelle Monáe?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, she was excellent in that.
She is smoking hot.
She's smoking hot and a great actress.
And loves her some Prince. Because, man, that latest song is a total tribute to Prince. Yeah, she's got. Oh. We're playing one of her songs.
We have an album today, don't we?
We do have her new. Yes, so you'll in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll hear new music from her. You know, I
had to look pansexual up. And then after I read it, I just thought, oh, okay.
People.
I don't see the need for all of these. Like, we further...
you know, people want to be who they
are. Yeah, the whole point is, I thought, to be have less labels, and it seems we have divided into even more of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're sectioning everybody
out. Yeah, it seems
out.
Like the whole progress should be towards not having so many labels. And there I am looking up pansexual.
Well, everybody wants to be recognized for who they are and carve out their little piece of the world.
I'll do anybody. What?
Right. I'm pansexual.
Well, it's like you just said it, but non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
When that came out, the actor that said how to refer to me.
Yes.
And I feel like the reaction for most people is, okay, queen, whoever. Like, really, we have to learn a new way to speak when we address you? It comes off a little bit difficult. Like, we all can't just talk to you.
Mm.
We have to address you how you choose to be addressed.
Yeah.
The world gets simpler and more complicated.
I know. That's what I mean. Can't we have less labels is my point. I can't keep up.
If people want a label, I'll give it to them.
All right.
All right. It's 7:26. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to do our deep nerd dive that I was about to jump into.
About what?
What's that?
About the Avengers the Inspiration Stones.
I missed the movie review. Yeah, how was it?
So
they
good,
loved it.
So
you fun. Loved it?
Actually, Bryn only gave it 3 stars.
Oh, burn.
Because he didn't realize it was a 2-part movie until it ended, and he was like, oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, you feel like you got ripped off?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I feel like it was a cash grab in a sense, you know? Why?
Well, this one isn't. You can't listen. It was a well done
film. Is it 3 hours?
It's 3 hours.
And it's only 1 part?
Yeah. There's a part 2 to this, and I'm like, what? I gotta wait a whole year to finish this off now?
They but said a lot of the main characters that, died, though.
I did love the movie. I would have given it 5 stars if it just finished.
A lot
it
of the main.
Yeah, all the main characters died. And then there's the second half, which all the rest of them are going to die because all their contracts are up after this. This group of people playing these superheroes, they're done after the second part of Infinity War.
What did you give
a bunch
it?
Of them died.
I gave it 4 3/4.
Almost a full 5 Persian carpets.
Almost.
Everyone.
I think Rudy gave it 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's coming up in the news?
South Korea and North Korea. Ooh. No more.
Oh, my God. Best friends. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Just a heads up. Coming up at 8 o'clock, you can win a pair of tickets to see John Mayer and Dave Chappelle in their super sold-out show, Controlled Danger, at the Fillmore this Sunday. John Mayer and Dave Chappelle together on Sunday, 8 o'clock, is your chance to win those tickets. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the #1 hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Jane. Jane has...
Jane, you're playing a game called... Call hard to get by its real name.
Been really sick.
Making and... believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane! Yeah, Jane's been really sick.
And I just want to wish her...
I just got the... Jane's fine. See you Monday, Jane. In a game you never can win, girl.
Bernard.
So I ask you, where you been, baby?
I don't know what
such a great
happened.
Like a cat and a mouse. A cat and a mouse. House to house.
All right, no more.
Just don't trying know. To promote
oh, wait,
the afternoon, gal.
Oh, I thought there was a Jane coming up.
Oh, no. Oh. It's like a long verse there.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Vinny!
Here's what's happening, everyone. So, I was around when there used to be an East Germany and a West Germany.
Yeah.
And it may be, hopefully, sometime soon, where we will just refer to Korea as Korea.
Mm. No North, no South.
Right.
It's possible.
It looks like they've been taking meetings. The leaders of North and South Korea have said they plan to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. Truce of some kind may be underway.
That'd be great. Even if they keep North and South Korea, if they could just get rid of all their weapons and have a sort of, you know, free state system, that'd be fantastic.
South Korea is so amazing. If you ever get a chance to go, it's incredible. Go to Seoul. I had the second best meal of my life there. Don't do that.
Food's really good. Incredible.
I didn't say anything.
I saw you shaking your head.
Because I'm all blah, blah, blah.
Try the food, everyone.
Second best you'll ever have anywhere. Where's the best? Amalfi Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Was it macaroni?
Course.
No, was you it? Had the pasta in Sorrento, right?
I did, yeah. And seafood.
But what was the thing? If it was the best food, what's the thing
yeah,
that you
was
ate
the
where
best
you went,
meal?
Oh my God, this is the best food of all the world.
Well, it was the way they just, the freshness of the food, because the Amalfi Coast, there's that all, you know, there's that active volcano there and the food is so rich and it's
I
just
didn't
so...
know there was an active volcano there.
What
so...
does the volcano have to do with the food, though?
So it changes
makes
the
it
consistency of the soil. And oh. So the food, like in the grapes and everything, just tastes so rich and good and fresh.
Hmm.
Fresh.
Fertile soil.
Exciting.
Yeah, after you go to Italy, your view of pasta is just not the same anymore. You can't. I still eat it here because it's something to put in my mouth, but.
But the pasta here doesn't not, compare to the pasta.
Well, it's like having pizza in New York. You will still eat pizza, but there's nothing like a slice from a pizzeria.
A
anywhere
street
on
side,
any
you walk
street.
Walk up to the window, they can't
doesn't even
slice.
Matter.
It's like holding the bed sheet up and trying to go. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so good.
Aren't they marketing that water, Vinny?
The New York City water?
I don't know. I thought you did a story, and then I saw one on the news that there's a plan to market that water.
There have been so many stories about how it's the water in New York that is what makes New York pizza. The water they use in the dough is what makes it. there have been other things where I, one time at a supermarket in Malibu, I was walking through buying stuff because I was staying with my brother, and there was New York pizza that had been frozen and sent to stores.
And
I bought it, and it was delicious. Oh. But they've gone away. You just can't. There's no way, I guess, they could do it. They just couldn't do it in a way that was sustainable.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was good. Huh. It was fresh-made pizza in New York. Frozen.
Flash-frozen.
Right.
Shipped to Malibu. Huh?
The boo.
Malibu.
So is your boy having finals right now?
He is, I want to say this is study, or next week is study week. Like, so, and then the week after is finals week. I'm not positive, though.
It looks like all of the students at Berkeley are currently cramming for final exams, and Llamapalooza is on today.
Llamapalooza?
Llamapalooza.
Should I ask him if he's going to, what's Llamapalooza?
It's when you,
Llama rock bands? And,
no. No. Llama actually, meat? They will have Skewers. Llamas on hand on campus for students to hug.
Oh! Oh, he would love that.
A
hold
stress
on.
Reliever kind of thing?
Yeah.
Hold on. Right.
But do
hug
they have
llama.
A cry room, Vinny? Yesterday we talked about a college that has a cry room.
What does that mean?
Well, when students get stressed out, they can go in the room. If they need to cry, they can go cry. We asked if there was one here at the station. I understand that it's in the promotions department. It's all the way back there.
That's where the crying happens?
Yeah. Right, team?
Right. Hey, John.
I feel like crying should be the kind of thing that happens because you can't stop it. It seems weird that you'd go, I'm going to go to the room, book myself a tear appointment.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to cry, so it's not as helpful to me. If I'm near it, I guess I'll duck in there.
Yeah, but that seems lame.
I said, Riley, are you going to Llamapalooza on campus today? You can hug a llama to calm you down for studying. I hope he is.
Pictures, please.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Pics, please.
Llamas are cute, furry, and lovable.
What time?
I think.
When's it all happening?
It's happening today.
Yeah, but when now. And where?
Six llamas will make an appearance between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Memorial Glade on campus.
10 to 1 at Memorial Glade.
Hug a llama.
415, next week is dead week, they call it.
The
following week, our final exam.
Okay.
Someone says, llamas are on campus for a distress for students. I'm an employee at UC Berkeley and can't wait to see them myself.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. So, seems great.
I think the llamas would get kind of stressed out with lines of people waiting to hug them. Like,
right.
What's well,
they're
happening?
Getting so much attention, though, and everyone's being nice.
I hope they are.
I remember, like, and I don't know.
Guys are very touchy-feely.
We had, I think it was some guy at work that tricked my dad into buying these like llama fur rugs.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, do they get the fur off them and do they live?
No.
I don't know, but you're right. We used Those to are like have the, that too, and I used to have llama.
Like alpaca.
Yeah,
right.
Sweaters.
No, this was
and
llama,
stuff.
But
same. I think they're are in they the same? They're close if they're not the same, but they would sell, they still sell those, and it's the skin.
It's awful. They were so ugly. And I couldn't believe my dad got tricked into buying these things. He bought like three of them.
Maybe got a good deal on them.
I don't know, but there they were hanging in the house. I'm sure my mom just went, ay, ay, ay. What'd you spend on these? Well, we got to hang them now, don't we? So they hung on the walls.
It was a thing. I remember us having some on
you
the
do?
Walls. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad they leave their fur on now and let people hug them, you know.
Yeah, just let them.
Good grief. Just hug. So gross.
Llamas are neat.
Yeah.
Oh, a weird, neat
llamas
animal.
Also spit on people when they get pissed off.
Well, it's true.
They start spitting, back away.
My band had a song called Llama, Why Do You Spit?
Oh.
We hear that.
Tina, come get some ham.
I can't do it right now. I'm in the middle of a news break.
Oh, please.
It's true, though. They do spit.
Did you get spit on by a llama?
No.
And you were like trauma? Did
but
someone in your
the
band
story
get
I just
on?
Told you about the llama fur, the stupid llama fur wall hangings, it was the inspiration behind.
Oh, llama, why do you spit?
Right. Well, they spit because people take their fur off.
Mm. Along with their skin.
I'd spit on you too, wouldn't I? A new survey showed pictures of old technology to kids who were between 6 and 18 years old and asked them, what are you looking at?
Mm.
What is this?
Like what? Like an answering machine, stuff like that?
Like a pager?
Oh, funny.
86% of kids said, I have no idea.
Oh, only the drug dealers knew what they were, huh?
Did you ever have a pager?
I did not.
I didn't either.
Friend? I did, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Come on. You?
No.
All the kids my age did, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, we communicated that way.
Christina before, also did the same thing. She yeah. There was a way you could
it's called pager code.
Yeah, 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 code mm-hmm. and huh. talk to people.
Pager code. I was so fast at typing that and reading it, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I bet you were.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
By the way, when I got home the other day, because I was out yesterday due to traffic or
jury duty,
I asked the missus, do you know Candy Girl by New Edition? And she goes, because that's the, she didn't know it either.
Oh.
And then I played it and she goes, oh, I guess I've heard that. But so that missed her as well.
Great.
And they both have that same 90s, 80s, 90s R&B in common.
I bet she knows Mama by Boyz II Men too.
Probably does.
How does
that
go again?
That's all right. I'll
how does that
it
go? It's Friday, man. Sing it. Come on. No, don't pull it. I
know you
care.
Want to.
You know you do.
Overhead projectors were shown to the kids, and
oh,
they went,
"Oh, hilarious!"
No, mm-mm.
God, those were in every the, right. They'd have to call the AV club, and they'd bring them down right. and set them up in the room. And
floppy disks, no idea.
Oh, funny.
Cassette tapes.
How many people knew? Some people 40%. Yeah,
had no idea.
Oh. So 60% were like, I do know what that is.
Sure.
Okay. Thank God.
Videotape. Typewriters, record players, postcards, disposable cameras, and there was a rotary phone that the kids could identify.
Well, they
could tell
it's a
phone.
Although
they've never touched one of
right.
them.
They, you know, they've watched enough old movies where they're like, what's that thing they're holding to their head?
Right.
God, rotary phones.
I like them.
I miss the old phones.
Yeah, I wish I could get my hands on one without ordering it through Amazon.
Whenever I have dreams about phones, like if I'm calling someone, I'm always using a rotary dial to yeah.
Really?
That's weird.
Remember when you used to, if you'd screwed up the, it was great when it went to touch tone, because if you screwed up the touch tone, you could just hit the cutoff button and or whatever that's called and start over. But with the rotary phone, you know, you get to the last time, because you had to sit there. Like, if you dialed a zero was in, it was like...
All the way at the end.
Had to click all the way back. So if you screwed that up, then you have to start all yeah. over again. So in my dreams, I can't get through the whole phone number.
How funny, because you always have trouble dialing.
Maybe that's why I have these dreams.
At the station. Because
no one will let off of me about what a bad dialer
well,
I am.
You're a bad dialer. That's okay. Bryn, did you ever have a rotary phone?
Well, you only have a million people one. Trying to listen to you
one.
Dial. It's hard not to make fun
of
you.
Pressure, when... man. It's pressure.
You new to this? Dialing a
I'm
phone?
I'm going to cover this phone pad up right
all
now.
Right.
I don't have to look
How
at
about
it.
A fast fact?
I love those.
The Crayola crayon color peach was called flesh until 1962 when they felt it was racist to consider that flesh colored.
Right. Interesting.
They didn't change the Indian red crayon color to chestnut until 1999, though.
Oh, I remember Indian red, sure.
You do?
Absolutely. You didn't have a pack of crayons?
I think I did, but
64
I liked,
colors?
You know, art.
I even think I had an old one, because I'm pretty sure I had a flesh-colored crayon.
I thought so, too. I
used
to
they
color
stopped them
my
in 62.
People's skins.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, I thought everyone was brown, I think, when I was little.
So you could just color them with brown?
Yeah. Hmm. Weird.
That is weird. Mm.
The CEO of a company that owns Tinder, Match.com, and OkCupid says he's never been to an online date.
He owns all three?
Mm-hmm.
Say them again?
The CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match.com, and OkCupid says he's never been on an online date.
Well, is he married or something? Or he
I
just,
don't know.
You know, he's a rich dude, so the women come flocking. He doesn't need
right.
them. He doesn't need those things.
George Lucas has only directed two movies in his career that aren't Star Wars films.
Oh, American Graffiti.
And?
The one about the black
no,
fighter pilots.
No, TH-1427 or
it's
something.
It's THX-1138.
Oh. What's that?
I have no idea.
It's one of Robert Duvall's first movies. It's weird. It's interesting, but it's bizarre. I mean, you gotta be a real artsy-fartsy type of film goer.
And you are, so of course you've seen it.
You liked it?
I mean,
no,
not really.
Oh.
It was, but you know, it's George Lucas, so you gotta see it.
You gotta pretend you like it, you know. Stay on the guy's good side.
Right.
Or he could just not say unkind things about him. I mean, there's one way to stay on his good side, right?
No, you have to lie.
Okay.
If you want to be on his good side.
All right. Well, you're never getting into the underground fortress he has.
I've accepted that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. So we were talking earlier in the first news break. I did the story about the Golden State Killer. Yes, he's got a bunch of names, everyone. But we'll refer to him with the one instead of all five or six. But people wrote in and said pictures have now been released of him at the Sacramento town hall meeting. He was there.
I knew it. I'm sure he was there like, oh, really? I'm a coward?
Here he is.
Your next buddy.
That's him. They even put pictures up of him as a young man next to the photo they're showing at the town hall meeting where he is stalking his next prey, basically. The man who stands up and says, this guy's a coward because he's just raping women who live alone. They were the next victims.
And
that's him there. Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
This story is unbelievable.
And I have a feeling it's going to get even more unbelievable.
There it is. The podcast, My Favorite Murder, uploaded photos of the town hall showing the killer there. So.
That's a weird name for podcast.
My Favorite Murder?
Yeah.
What was that one? Serial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Serial.
There's a few out there that have gotten like pretty true famous crime over ones. Stories. Right. Yeah. I never even finished that one. The guy did it, right?
I don't know. Didn't he get a retrial based on the whole thing?
Yes. I don't know what the verdict was, though.
Adnan.
Saeed.
I think he didn't do it.
I don't know. He seems like a nice guy, but can't say. It's tough. Yeah.
Or maybe he did.
Well, I only heard the first episode, and I decided he's guilty.
It was funny, because every episode you'd listen to, at the end of it, you had a totally different thought about it.
Sways you, for sure.
Yep. Coming up is the new music, and there's a lot of fun things today.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.